my utmost for his highest. September the 6th. The outflowing of life. Rivers of living water. John 7:38. A river touches places of which its source knows nothing. And Jesus says, if we have received of his fullness, however small the visible measure of our lives, out of us will flow the rivers that will bless to the uttermost parts of the earth. We have nothing to do with the outflow. This is the work of God, that ye believe. For God rarely allows a soul to see how great a blessing he is. A river is victoriously persistent. It overcomes all barriers, and for a while it goes steadily on its course, and then comes to an obstacle, and for a while it is balked. But it soon makes a pathway round the obstacle. Or a river will drop out of sight for miles, and presently emerge again, broader and grander than ever. You can see God using some lives, but into your life an obstacle has come, and you do not seem to be of any use. Keep paying attention to the source. God will either take you round the obstacle or remove it. The river of the Spirit of God overcomes all obstacles. Never get your eyes on the obstacle or on the difficulty. The obstacle is a matter of indifference to the river, which will flow steadily through you if you remember to keep right at the source. Never allow anything to come between you and Jesus Christ. No emotion or experience. Nothing must keep you from the one great sovereign source. Think of the healing and far-flung rivers nursing themselves in our souls. God has been opening up marvellous truths to our minds, and every point he has opened up is an indication of the wider power of the river. He will flow through us. If you believe in Jesus, you will find that God has nourished you in mighty torrents of blessing for others.